In our readings for today, in the first reading, in the Acts of the Apostles, we hear of the evangelist Philip, one of the seven chosen earlier in Acts chapter 6, coming across and being directed by the Holy Spirit to encounter an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official that is, who is traveling from Jerusalem, where he had gone up for worship. And as he is contemplating and praying over a scroll of Isaiah, he sees and encounters Philip, and Philip dialogues with him. In that dialogue, Philip is evangelizing and responding to the desire of the unnamed but not unknown Ethiopian eunuch to be baptized and to become a Christian. In some Eastern Orthodox traditions, he is given a name and is revered as one of the founders of a community, which might make sense because as a court official, he would have had quite some say in how things were done back in the home country, which is probably more likely Sudan than Ethiopia. What is our lesson for this, or what should we ponder? One is we never know whom the Holy Spirit will ask us to encounter, whether we are the one being offered a ministry or whether we are the one offering that ministry to someone else or that sacrament. We always have to be open to other people's encountering the Lord and feeling drawn into greater connection and relationship with God. And so when we are find ourselves in this situation, we must always be ready to help people and help them encounter Christ, encounter God, encounter the church in new ways and foster their relationship. Another lesson we can reflect on is while we do not know his exact status, we do know that he was not the typical Jewish convert. We don't know whether he was a true worshiper of God at the temple, or whether he was someone who was coming there trying to learn more. And because of his foreign status, would he have been considered an alien or an unusual person who comes from outside the typical community but is a full member? There's a lot that's unclear. Some traditions have one thing or the other. Either way, Philip accepted him, and he accepted Philip's teaching and baptism. That is a true encounter, and therefore that lesson for us of being unafraid to interact with those who may be on the margins, those who are different from what we expect them to be, is a lesson for all of us, because we may find ourselves in that situation. We may find ourselves on the outside looking in, and if so, we would like to be invited in to the community, in to the worship of God, into a better understanding of who we are in the world that God has created. In all cases, God brings us together with other people. Think of this like a garden that has flowers and plants of all sorts. That is how God looks at us. This isn't a neat, tidy lawn or a particular manicured garden where everything is in a proper place. This is an abundance of overflowing bushes and trees and flowers, creeping plants and ground cover, with birds and bees flying around, you know, animals crawling in and around, worms in the dirt, all sort of vibrant life, teeming with life. Think of creation when you hear that word, teeming. That's what God wants of us, to have a church that is teeming with life. And who could be in this community? Well, I think the best answer might be, who isn't? And the answer is no one isn't in this community. So if we as Christians want to limit who encounters God, what are we saying to God? Are we acting like Adam and Eve and saying, no, God, we got this, you don't? Are we acting like the fallen angels and saying, God, you are out of your mind. This is a crazy thing to give to people who we don't think should be part of it. That's not good company to be in if we're at the fallen angels. And I think we should be rather more willing to be better than Adam and Eve in the way that Adam and Eve's are the examples to us of when we stumble and say, you know what? God is right. We should be open to others. We should be open to new experiences. Adam and Eve, we consider our first parents in faith, and God loved them, and they loved God. They just didn't know how to deal with what they found in the world. And when we have that problem, when we don't know how to deal with what we find in the world, maybe our answer is not to say, well, we've never done that before. We can't do this. But rather, we should be able to say, okay, this is a new experience for me, but this is where I believe God is leading me. This is where I believe God is leading us. This is where God is leading the person or persons with whom I'm interacting. And if you think about it, that's not a bad place to be. I think God wants us all together in that garden.